for clean air. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Happy Father's Day, by the way. And thanks for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, Stan Major, radio talk show host, automotive journalist, will be joining us to talk about a variety of automotive topics, including cars that women are buying and also talking about the future of hybrids, just a couple of topics of the many that we'll be talking with during the Stan segment of the broadcast. Also, a little later on in this hour, we're going to be talking about an upcoming Concours event, and it's a very interesting one. It's a benefit event for Shriners Children's Hospital, and it's going to be held in Sacramento, California. Of course, along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will continue to keep that trivia question out just a little while longer. Chevrolet, the Corvette, has paced the Indianapolis 500 a number of times. But this is the one back in, giving it away here, back in the 1970s that was the one that really kind of set things ablaze when it came to people paying over sticker for a vehicle because they thought it was going to be a collectible. Well, in this case, it did tend to become a collectible, and people did buy the limited production vehicle over the manufactured suggested retail price. It was painted silver and black. What year was that Corvette pace car? 800-259-9231. Right now, let's find out what's happening in the world of motorsports with a quick update from Jeff Bressler.
Denny Hamlin concedes that without the sacrifices made by his father Dennis and mother Mary Lou, his current success on the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series would not be possible. Hamlin said that his mother and father put their Chesterfield Trailer and Hitch Company family business on the line many, many times. Hamlin said we would sell a trailer to be able to buy some tires. We'd put on a hitch and be able to buy something else for the race car. We kept going and kind of using any kind of revenue that we had from the family business to keep our weekly program going in the late model series. Hamlin's desire to offer his dad a token of appreciation came in the form of a 55 Chevy that was left in his parents' driveway. Hamlin tweeted on June 12th about the Father's Day gift and added the sentiment, "Love you, Pops." We used to be into that before we got into racing, old-time show cars, Hamlin said. He always wanted a 55. He had a 57 way back in the day, so he found one and went to see it in Florida. Of course, every time we had lunch, he'd remind me that that was the car that he wanted. It was pretty basic and pretty original. Ironically, Denny's mom tweeted that when the elder Hamlin was tooling around in his ride last week, the car ran out of gas. "That's funny," Hamlin said. "We hadn't heard the update, and it doesn't surprise me." This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And again, our telephone number, 800-259-9231, the year the Corvette paced the Indy 500, painted silver over black from the 1970s. Let's go to Florida and bring forth a gentleman who has been a noted radio talk show host and automotive journalist, and we haven't had him on the show for a little while, and it's my pleasure to welcome back Stan Major. Stan, how you doing?
I thought I was a collectible.
You are collectible, absolutely.
I'm just kidding.
You could be.
Welcome to hot and humid Florida, not necessarily in that order.
Yeah, I can imagine. I was in Connecticut a few weeks back, and it was a little bit hot and sticky, and some of my California colleagues, they couldn't take it. They just could not take it.
Well, I came down here in 1986, Bob, and I swore after to the summer of 86 I'd never spend another summer here.
Wow.
And I'm still here.
Wow. And you've broadcast and lived some in some very interesting locales. I know you did some broadcast time here in Boston and Phoenix and certainly in Philadelphia and New
Just
Orleans,
all over the place,
Miami, you name it. What was your favorite city to work in? What was your favorite broadcast?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
You like that market the best?
Philadelphia would be a close second. Philadelphia is still undiscovered, and it is a great place. It's a great place to visit, and it's actually a great place to live. I can't say that about a lot of cities.
No, that's true. You know, it's when I stop and think, I've been there on a couple of car events. It seems pretty manageable, and you, of course, were not only an on-air host, but you were a program director of the first FM station that did the talk format, and that was a little while back there, Stan.
Good old WWDV. Long gone.
That's right, but a pioneering station, to say the least, and nowadays FM talk is considered very hot, but you were doing it back, when was
that? Yeah, but it's kind of different. In other words, we just took AM talk and put it on FM. We didn't do any of this fancy, schmancy stuff they're doing now.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like what they're doing with a lot of AM sports stations these days. They're flipping them over to FM. That's what you did. So what's been happening in the world of cars? I know the press cars have been slow.
Oh, let's talk about the female buyers.
Yeah, let's talk about...
I've often wondered, you know, what their interest is, and you won't be surprised at all, but they have taken a survey, and the VW Beetle wins going away.
Wow, how do you like that? My ride of 3.5 years... That was the vehicle that she had when I met her, the last two vehicles that she owned. So very popular, the new Beetle with ladies, huh?
Yeah. Volkswagen Beetle was the auto most likely to be purchased by a woman. Just over 56% of the buyers registering a new Beetle were women.
Wow.
That's... According to this study.
And it's interesting that Volkswagen, with their next incarnation of what they call the new Beetle, they're going to make it more masculine looking. So what do they?
I think they better check the survey. but there is a catch to this. As we go through these numbers, talking about what women buy, there is a catch, and I'm going to go back to the second page here and let you know what that catch is. It says most women seem to be doing... You want to wait?
I'm here. No, we're okay.
Most women seem to be doing a good job of foisting the task of buying the car on their husbands.
Oh, I see. Okay. I get that
Go in and talk to the salesman for me. Here's what I want. I'm giving you the color. and maybe the audio system.
Wow.
And you differ with the salesman. I don't want to mess with that stuff.
Yeah, most women don't like to do that, and a lot of men don't like to do that either. I mean, this is why internet car buying has become quite popular. And, you know, Saturn, of course, was launched as a brand. And, of course, it's no more. But with set pricing, and that attracted a lot of women back in the day. But that's an interesting little factoid, Stan.
Well, that's what this study found out. Anyway, to wrap this up, the female buyers after the Beetle tended to go toward these small sport utility vehicles, the Nissan Rogue, the Hyundai Tucson, the Honda CR-V, the Kia Sportage, and the Toyota RAV. Those were the primary ones. The other cars were other VW models, like the Eos, the Volvo S40, and the Nissan Sentra. I'm really surprised that more of them didn't buy the Sentra. I see so many women, college students, et cetera, high school students, driving the Nissan Sentra around.
Well, that's true. And, of course, some younger women like to drive those boxy vehicles. See a lot of Nissan Cubes
and
Sign XB. Well, stay away from that one. This is Auto World. Don't go away. brand new model has been added to the BMW lineup for 2010. It's the 5 Series Gran Turismo. Imagine a hatchback with a trunk? Let's hear all about it from BMW's Tom Wolkinski.
We really want to see how the market reacts to the 5 Gran Turismo, because the whole idea of the Gran Turismo, it kind of harks all the way back to the 50s, you know, when Italian automakers had two-seaters with great premium interiors that you could just throw your bags in, stash, and just go up for a great long drive, and with premium interior and lots of cargo space for all of your luggage. We'll start with the 5 Series Gran Turismo and see where it takes. It will be available at the end of this year in December. I think it's going to be very interesting what consumers think of it.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Back. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We finally have a winner, Andy. Andy's in Rhode Island listening on WBIX, the business station, AM 1060 Boston. The year 1978 for that silver and black Corvette pace car. Stan Major is with us, automotive talk show host extraordinaire and automotive journalist. And Stan's bringing up a variety of topics today, including popular vehicles with women. And Stan, what else have you got on your agenda here for today?
How about hybrids? What the fuel economy on some of these regular cars? Non-hybrid cars is getting up there, Bob. So why would somebody spend the extra bucks for a hybrid when they can get, let's say, a Sonata with excellent, which is a fairly large car with very good mileage, and you can name three or four others, I'm sure, from your research.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's going to happen to hybrids? They're just going to kind of slowly go away?
No, I mean, there's still that portion of the of society that, you know, considers themselves, they are the greenies, and they still want to kind of save the environment and save the world. And so they still are the ones primarily, I would say, embracing the hybrid technology. But you're right. I mean, when you look at Motor Trend's 2010 Car of the Year, the Ford Fusion Hybrid gets 41 miles per gallon. And that's a mid-sized car, almost a pretty decent-sized car. The new Ford Fiesta, just about to hit showrooms, is EPA rated at more than 40 miles per gallon. The Yaris from Toyota, the Honda.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that the Fusion Hybrid gets what, 45?
41. It actually outdoes.
41, but the other Ford is a non-hybrid, and it gets 40?
Yeah, but there's a major difference in size. I mean, the Fusion is a five-passenger vehicle. You know, it's basically a family car, where the Fiesta is the first venture into B-segment cars, which means little cars like a Honda Fit, smaller than a Civic car. So much difference in size and weight. But nevertheless, they're out there, and it's only going to get better as technology improves. But I don't see hybrids going away, but perhaps, you know, the technology continues to improve there, too. I mean, on the high end of things, Porsche has a hybrid variant of their Cayenne Sport Utility Vehicle, which can do just some remarkable things. I mean, it can run on electric power up to, like, 70 miles an hour or even more. And that was unheard of just a few years ago. The Ford Fusion Hybrid will run on electric power up to 48 miles an hour before the gasoline engine kicks in. But we're going to see more variations. I mean, we're going to see these plug-in hybrids, which are basically, you know, there are two different types. There are electrical ones that you plug in, you run completely on an electric mode until you're getting low on your battery reserve.
I thought you were going to say until it stops.
Well, there's one car out there that could potentially happen.
I've got a 99 Cougar that does that on a regular. It's just the fuel pump quits working.
Yeah, well, Nissan is going to be the first to market with an all-electric car, the Leaf. And I know you sent me some info on that vehicle. But that's a 100% plug-in vehicle with a range of 100 miles. And they're not quite sure how it's going to do in different climates. I mean, 100 miles in Florida might be true, but
yeah,
100 miles in Massachusetts when it's zero or 10 degrees above zero might not be 100 miles. So there's a new term. It's called range anxiety. And so General Motors thinks they have the solution, and that's like their Chevrolet Volt, and there are a number of other vehicles like this on the horizon, and that's an all-electric vehicle. You still have to plug it in like your cell phone at night, which to me is a little bit strange, but nevertheless, you plug it in, and then what the Volt does, it stays an electric car, but it has a gasoline engine which kicks in once you get low on your electric juice, and it starts a generator that actually powers the car, still in electric mode, but it's running off a gasoline generator.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's...
Well, for anybody who's interested in the possible future or non-future of the hybrid, you can find an interesting story by Rick Newman of U.S. News and World Report. It's a 10 reasons you don't need a hybrid.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of math to be done when buying a hybrid. That's a question I get thrown at me quite often, Stan. I mean, why pay $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 premium for a hybrid vehicle that, you know, if the gasoline equivalent isn't that much of a difference in fuel economy, you know, will you ever make up the difference? The chances are no. But again, if you're one of those people who need the green vehicle, and do you have those green spaces down in Florida? They have
Oh, yeah. You know,
yeah, all that
stuff down here.
Yep. So if you want the green space, you got to buy the green car.
Now, give me your impressions of the information coming out of Detroit that Ford and Chrysler and General Motors quality is starting to whip the foreigners. Is this something that is for real?
It is for real. I mean, I've interviewed lots of mechanics. Matter of fact, one of the sponsors of my Motor Trend show is this Haynes Manuals, and they tear down cars for a living and take pictures of them and put them back together again to show people how to repair them. And they've seen a remarkable uptake in the quality of American cars. There really is no gap anymore. There used to be a significant gap. What there is a marketing gap or a PR gap.
The Toyota thing didn't help the foreign environment much.
No, it did not. And Ford has done extremely well in recent times, being the company that didn't take the government money and also got their loans before things got bad. And so they got a jump start on some really terrific models. But, you know, the GM bankruptcy thing kind of boils my oil a little bit in that they're telling the world that they've paid off the government loans 5 years earlier than expected. But the truth of the matter is they just refinanced them through somebody else. So it's, again, kind of a misconception.
It's a shell game.
Exactly.
High finance shell game.
Yeah.
Now, are you folks at Motor Trend getting any heat because you selected the Camry as the car of the year?
No, this year was the Ford Fusion was the car of the year. Yeah, Ford.
Well, I see the advertisement that they're running down here where the guy eliminates all the other cars. And the last one standing is the Motor Trend car of the year, the Toyota Camry.
No, so that's incorrect. For 2010, it was the Fusion. Camry wasn't all new for 2010, so it wasn't even a contender. So that's
so
interesting.
What the heck? How can they run an ad like that?
Well, the only thing I can think of is, come to think of it, there may have been we did a family car comparison test and compared about 9 different cars, and the Camry did win that comparison test. So that's probably what it goes back to. We'll talk more on the other side.
Gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Stan Major. We're talking about all kinds of stuff, including the fact that Stan noticed recently some advertisements down in Florida about an ad that was proclaiming the Toyota Camry the motor train car of the year. But that's what it is, Stan, was a comparison test between, I believe it was either seven or eight family sedans. And the Camry did win that comparison test, but in order
I've been in the business a long time, and it sure left me with the impression that it was the car of the year.
Yeah, no, I can certainly understand that. That is not good, as they say, not good at all. So,
well, I would think that the competitors. What'd you say the car of the year was for Motor Trend?
The Ford Fusion Hybrid. The Ford Fusion across
the
board.
You would think the Ford Fusion higher, Ford people would be up in arms over that ad.
Yeah.
That's very misleading.
Definitely. It is, without question, misleading. So,
speaking of car advertising and sales, which is always one of my favorite topics, Bob, you know that.
Absolutely.
Don't you just love these ads that they're running now? The ad agencies for the big car makers, $99 a month leased for a Toyota Camry. And then the little print that you can't read at the bottom of the screen says, give us $10,000 when you sign your life away, and we'll give you any car we got for $99 a month. No, I'm not kidding you. It's
unbelievable.
Really, you know, there's one outfit down here which is trying to be straight with that. But every time, you know, like they're saying nothing due at signing, no down payment, no first month's payment, and that's it. And that's really it. Okay, you pay for the plate, you get your insurance, but now that's to me, I do business with those people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no small print down there at the bottom. Now, when you get into the sales office, office. Maybe there's some small print. You never know. But I can't believe it. Huge ad campaigns. You've got to give these people $3,000. You've got to give them $4,000 before they'll let you lease a car. I mean, come on. I thought there was a real desperate attempt by car dealers to unload their automobiles right now.
It's so true. Absolutely.
This sounds to me like they, you pay us our salesman's commission for the first month, and you can have this car, you know.
It gets very, very complicated and gets a lot of people involved with buying situations that they cannot afford in their, it's not in their best interest.
I would love to help out one of the car manufacturers by actually buying a car at this late stage in my life. I'd like to go out having a car that I know is not going to break down on me, okay?
Yeah.
And I would love to do that, but I'm not going to talk to anybody that puts this kind of stuff in their advertisements. I mean, I'm going to walk in with a $4,000 check for them. Hell, I can buy a car for $4,000 and not have any payments.
No, that just doesn't make any sense. That's not right.
Tell me about the new GM Hopes Cruze. Is it called Cruze? Cruze?
Yeah, it's the new Chevrolet that's replacing what is now the Cobalt, which replaced years ago the Cavaliers. So this is going to be, actually, it isn't going to be the cheapest Chevrolet. They got a number of other smaller ones coming in the not-too-distant future. But, yeah, they have real high hopes for this vehicle. It has a two-cylinder turbocharged engine in most configurations, and it's supposedly built on a world platform, not unlike the upcoming Ford Focus, which means that there's going to be one car that's sold here in the U.S., the same car that will be sold in Europe and Asia, and the quality is going to be better, and GM has real high hopes for the Cruze.
I see that Toyota is restarting their construction on a new plant in Mississippi. And it has, I think that's the one that has the UAW all upset.
Yeah, interesting their Toyota still got problems, but nevertheless, they are definitely, they're looking.
Oh, they're not going to go away.
No, they're not going to go away. There's too much brand loyalty there. I mean, they've been hurt a little bit, but there's way too much brand loyalty. And they went with incentives that they never offered in the past, and it didn't seem to affect their sales that much. And there are a lot of good people that work at Toyota, so I can.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Well, for years it was the premier car manufacturer, and I don't think that a couple of bad years is going to destroy them. I know it hasn't helped. But what about moving towards smaller vehicles? Every time, I get really nervous when all of these manufacturers start talking about let's make things smaller. And then the price on gas comes down, and all of a sudden, oh, let's make things bigger. Let's make things bigger.
Well, small is definitely the big word right now. I mean, more auto manufacturers are definitely buying the idea of Americans getting into smaller cars, but with luxury features. That's the big difference. You know, years ago, if you bought a small car, you couldn't get leather seats or high-end stereo or power windows or seats or sunroof or high navigation or fancy stereos. So we're going to see, taking a page from Mini, a lot of smaller cars. Ford Fiesta, for one, that Chevrolet Cruze is another, and many, many more to come that are going to have kind of the large car and the luxury car attributes in a small vehicle.
Is Ford going with a smaller vehicle?
Yeah, this Fiesta is the first what they call B-segment car that they're going to offer. So that will be the entry-level car, and then the Focus will be the next level up. The Focus up until now has been the smallest Ford, and there's talk that they may bring in something smaller than even the Fiesta. So it's going to be interesting to see. There's no question about it.
The move towards small is interesting in view of the fact that the smaller they get, the better gas mileage they're going to get, which goes back to the hybrid discussion. You know, why would you buy a hybrid car if you can get a Cruise, right?
That's true. I mean, unless...
Any idea what Cruise mileage is going to be?
I think it will probably be mid-30s, most likely. I mean, it's not going to be a 40-mile-per-gallon buster. I don't think it's too large for that. But it's also going to offer some pretty decent performance, which a lot of people still want and desire. And I think that should do well. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with a variety of different brands. I know Chrysler's got a lot of new products or revised products on the horizon that we're going to see this fall. And
tell me about Chrysler.
Well, Chrysler is...
Are they going to survive?
I think they will. Let's say I hope they will. I don't know for a fact. Again, there are lots of really good people working there. It's interesting that they've separated the truck line of Dodge products, the Dodge Rams, into a separate division, Ram, and that kind of led a lot of people to believe that perhaps they were going to get rid of the Dodge name, but now they've turned around and recreated the Dodge emblem and have gone in a different advertising direction with Dodge, and I know they're either refreshing or updating all the Dodge vehicles coming this fall. And then, you know, they got the Fiats around the corner. The Fiat 500 will be sold here in this country, and some Alfa Romeos and some Lances. So could be some interesting stuff from Chrysler. Stan, we'll get you back on real soon. Thanks for your time today.
All right, Bob.
Up straight ahead, the upcoming Concours in Sacramento will tell you all about it. This is Auto World.
It's one of the hottest muscle cars out there, and it's back for 2010. The new Camaro. Chevrolet's Ed Pieper tells us more.
One of the things that's really important is we didn't position this vehicle as a pony car. We positioned it as a 21st century sports car that can get 304 horsepower and 29 miles per gallon on the highway with the V6 engine. I think we've got what people want, and they're certainly voting for it with their pocketbooks. We've had a lot of traditional folks buying the vehicle, but we are seeing more orders every week from more diverse folks. Folks who want a little more pizzazz in a coupe, I think that's really important. Plus, we've had all of the focus on Chevrolet with the new Transformers movie, and that's really helped kind of build this brand and its legacy a little bit further.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes, yes.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and now we're going to talk about an upcoming event. It's coming up next September, but it's definitely already creating a lot of buzz. It is a Concours event coming up on Sunday, September 19th, and it's all to benefit Shriners Hospital for Children in Sacramento, California. It's my pleasure to welcome Alan Anderson, who represents Shriners Hospital and is going to be telling us all about the Capital Concours Delegants. Hey there, Alan. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Well, I know for years this event has been around, about 17 years, and it was kind of a local regional event, but you guys seem to be branching out and making this more of a national event.
Well, we're certainly giving it our best shot, but we've had a lot of encouragement, and we're taking the opportunity with that encouragement to do what we can.
Tell us about the locale which it's going to be held at.
Well, we work very closely with the Sports Car Club of America, SCCA, which is the sanctioning body for a series of Concours events out here in Northern California. And after 17 years, we've been readily identified with Sacramento, but they felt it was really important to be located in an area that really represented Sacramento and was easily accessible from all directions. And so we selected Capital Mall, which it's not a retail center. The name makes it sound like it's a retail center, but the Capital Mall is really a broad boulevard that runs between Tower Bridge and Capital Mall right downtown Sacramento.
Perfect. And I understand the judging system, which is utilized by the SCCA, is becoming more and more accepted at Concours events around the nation.
That's what I do understand. And I have to confess, I'm new to this. I'm learning as I go. I work at the hospital. I'm the director of development, so do fundraising. And so people have been very kind about educating me about Concours, what the series means, how the point system works. And it's been a fabulous education and a lot of fun because I happen to love automobiles.
That's great. And you're featuring the cars of Italy and France for the European side of the fence and the Ford Thunderbird for the American feature. Lamborghini Club of America is supporting the event, and there's going to be a lot of Italian sports cars in attendance, and I love those, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Maseratis, Alfa Romeos, as well as some other French cars, including Citroens.
Oh, I love them. I'm sure there are appropriate foreign words to say, like bellissimo and fantastic, but it's going to be very, very exciting. We're very, very excited.
I understand that you're planning a reception on the river upcoming where people can go out on a boat and up the Sacramento River. I know it's still in the planning stages, but kind of give us an idea of what you're going to be doing.
Well, one of the things that, and again, I've only been with the hospital for 3 years, and this is an event that has 17 years of history, and it stemmed really from the classic car unit, which was part of it, which is almost all the, I think every Shrine fraternity has classic car units, individual fraternity members who own classic cars or boats or motorcycles. And so for a number of years, they had classic boats featured in our Concours d'Elegance. What we thought would be nice is to formally incorporate some classic boats, wood and some fiberglass, in the event itself, but in their natural environment. And since our show is going to be so close to the river, we thought rather than trying to get people to go to the river and then back up the Concours, back up Capitol Mall to the land event, we would feature boats in an event the night before and make it festive for everybody as part of a gala. So the idea is obviously great food, great wine, a lot of great people to hang out with, but also some great boats to look at. And then being on the water on a boat, you can't get better when you're looking at boats than being on the water yourself.
Absolutely. And on Saturday, you're going to have a Tour d'Elegance, which
yes.
is going to allow the car renters to parade around the area. Those are always fun, and that should be great in that very scenic area.
Yes, and people have actually been really wonderfully supportive in the area. They get excited about seeing the cars, you know, in essence parading. We try to give them great places to stop where people will come to talk to them about their cars. They get a sense for the Sacramento area. For those who may not be familiar with the area, last year we ended our tour at a private museum. An individual who collects primarily Dodges has his own collection, and they had lunch there. This year we're looking for something a little bit more pastoral out in the country, just to give those who've done it more than 1 year a bit of a different route to sample.
Now let's talk about where pre-sale tickets can be purchased. I understand they're $10, and you can purchase it at a website. Do you know the website?
Yes.
And any telephone information off the top of your head?
I can give it all to you. $10, and that's really for teenagers and adults, because kids 12 and under are free. Pre-sale tickets, you can go to ShrinersConcours.com. There's a link there you can click on, and you purchase tickets using your credit card, and obviously your name goes in a reservation, so it's easy for you to get there the day of the event. If you prefer to call, you may call the hospital, which is 916-453 and then 2018. But a lot of people prefer to buy them knowing that, you know, in essence, they get the receipt and they feel very confident. So the ShrinersConcours.com and then just a buy ticket link.
Wonderful. And again, all the proceeds will go to Shriners Hospital for Children. So
absolutely.
You can't do any better than that.
Well, we really appreciate that. And one of the great things about this is it gives people an opportunity to have a lot of fun doing stuff that they enjoy, enjoying each other, enjoying their collections, kind of seeing things that they don't see typically. And then it's a way of getting introduced to the hospital in a way that's, you know, it's more fun than just learning about what we do for kids.
Absolutely. And again, the date on the event is coming up on Sunday, September 19th. And it's,
yes.
And what are the hours going to be, Alan?
The judging starts at 10, so that's when the event starts. And then the awards typically, well, I would say 2:30 plan on the beginning of the awards parade. So we usually say we're done by 3. That also gives car collectors a chance to get out of Dodge and get home before Monday.
Very good. So you say you're an auto enthusiast yourself. Any
yes.
particular brands or models of vehicles that are on your all-time favorite list?
Well, I have to say that in the European, Mercedes-Benz 450 SLs are near and dear to my heart.
Sure.
Love those. And on the domestic, I just have to go with the Ford Mustang. It's got such a beautiful history, and it continues to be such a beautiful, strong car out there in contemporary terms, but also historically. I just really love that car.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more on that front. I've owned a number of Mustangs myself, and whether you're talking older Mustangs or the modern day ones have done just a wonderful job of incorporating a lot of the older styling cues with great modern technology. And
yeah.
Certainly you can't argue with, just look at the 2011 models, the V6, 305 horsepower and 31 miles per gallon, and the 2011 Ford GT with 412 horsepower, 25 miles to the gallon. Just remarkable stuff.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, one of the things we are going to do this year is we're going to have some docents available. Because for a lot of people who are not familiar with cars, going to a car show, they don't appreciate often what's in front of them. Last year, for instance, we had a Kaiser Darin in our show, which was a spectacularly beautiful car. Until I, in essence, met the car through the owner, I didn't know the history. Mm-hmm. Fascinating history. Fascinating to realize it was, you know, a sports car. You know, its cost made it a little less attractive to buyers who were more likely to buy the contemporary Corvette, roughly the same period of time. I think it was the Corvette. But the reality was, learning about it made you not just appreciate the car, but get a sense for how diverse the car market, you know, was. So many manufacturers. And so we're hoping to have, well, our plan is to have docents from the California Auto Museum who will be able to take people on guided tours through the Concours field and kind of explain how these cars relate to the cars that they may be familiar with.
Wow, it all sounds fantastic. We wish you the best of luck
Thank you. This
Shriners and the all the great work that you're doing there for the Shriners Hospital for Children. And again, this is the Capital Concours d'Elegance presented by Shriners Hospital for Children. It's going to be coming up on Sunday, September 19th in Sacramento, California, at a new locale, the Capitol Mall, covering 5 to 6 blocks in front of the state capitol. And as we mentioned, going to be honoring Cars of Italy, the Cars of France, and the Ford Thunderbird. Alan Anderson, a pleasure. Thank you so much. And I'm sure as we get closer to the event, we'll do more interviews as well.
Oh, thank you. This is a real privilege. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
10 miles east of the highway.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.